whatever risks we may be taking with our money, the government says it wants investors to have more information. The Securities and Exchange Commission wants to force companies to disclose more information about the compensation of top executives. And the plan it's proposing today comes after a number of scandals. In one notable case, the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange collected $180 million. Overall, CEO compensation is soaring. The new chairman of the SEC, Christopher Cox, says that should not happen in private.
We're going to reduce to a single figure all the compensation that an executive earns in the current year. We're also going to make it as transparent as possible what the executive has been promised by way of contingent compensation.
For example, the stock options that come along with the salary.
Well, that's exactly right. Stock options increasingly are a form of compensation, and other soft forms of compensation that are still an important part of the executive's pay package. We want to make sure that investors have all the information that they need to make correct decisions on the basis of solid information.
Mr. Chairman, it's easy to see why this would be a popular proposal with the public, because there's been so much criticism over excessive compensation for CEOs. But economically, or in terms of the business itself, does it really matter?
Oh, of course it matters. As a matter of fact, there are studies showing a striking relationship between the way that executives are paid and the attitudes of workers in the company, the productivity of the overall enterprise. Beyond that, what's paid to the top executive turns out to be a very material component of total earnings. That's money that otherwise could be going to the shareholders if, in fact, it's too much.
I wonder if you have a figure in mind that amounts to too much. More than a decade ago, Congress tried to say how much was too much by saying that salaries over $1 million would be taxed in a different way. And I wonder if, in your mind, there's some figure that's just excessive, regardless of who the CEO might be.
Well, this example that you raise of Congress legislating a $1 million cap is a great example of the law of unintended consequences. Executives in many companies are, in fact, paid more than $1 million, but compensation has migrated to these other more difficult-to-measure forms in large part because of what was presumably a well-intended measure to try and cap salaries. That's certainly not the business of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
But do you have some idea of how much is too much?
Well, of course, it would matter entirely on what kind of a company we're talking about, what kind of an enterprise we're talking about. How much should a basketball player be paid? How much should a software engineer be paid? I don't think government is in a good position to say this is the rule. Instead, we have a market for that purpose.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you've come into this job at a moment when the SEC has been under pressure to lighten the burden on businesses. The Chamber of Commerce in particular has said there are simply too many regulations. They're too burdensome, especially for small and medium-sized businesses.
Well, that's right. I mean, in fact, predictability of enforcement of rules on the books is not what everybody wants. They want some of those rules changed, eliminated, and so on. The thing that we've got to keep in mind, though, is that these rules are there for a reason. The corporate scandals that emerged require better controls, better attention from top management and boards of directors. I don't think there's any question that the climate in this country has changed a great deal. Lightening up on higher standards would be a terrible idea.
Mr. Chairman, I want to ask about Tom Donahue, who, as you know, is the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who has been a very prominent critic of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Have you met with Tom Donahue?
Not formally, but I'm certainly well aware of the Chamber's interests in these matters. And, of course, there is ongoing litigation between the Chamber of Commerce and the Securities and Exchange Commission.
What have your informal meetings been like?
I actually did run into him on a street corner.
Oh, you ran into him on the street?
Mm-hmm.
And there was no discomfort in that?
Oh, no, I don't think so at all. And Chamber of Commerce has a very specific mission. It represents in Washington American business. The Securities and Exchange Commission has a different mission. We are the investor's advocate. In a well-ordered economy, the interest of a business and the interest of its investors needs to be harmonized.
Christopher Cox is chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much.
Happy to join you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.